Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you boys and girls. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. Hang in there.
Feeling comes a stealing, and it sets my brain a reeling when I'm listening to the music of a military band. Any tune like Yankee Doodle simply sets me off my noodle. It's that patriotic something that no one can understand.
Way down south in the land of cotton,
melody untiring, ain't that inspiring?
Hurrah, hurrah, we'll join the jubilee.
And that's going some for the Yankees, by gum. Red, white, and blue, I am for you. Honest, you're a grand old flag. You're a grand old flag. You're a high-flying flag. And forever at peace may a wave. You're the emblem of the land I love. The home of the free and the brave. Every heart beats true for the red, white, and blue, where there's never a boast or brag. But should all acquaintance be forgot, keep your eye on the grand old flag. I'm the kid that's all the candy. I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. I'm glad I am.
So long, go Sam.
I'm a real live Yankee Doodle. Made my name and fame and boodle, just like Mr. Doodle did by riding on a pony.
Say, can you see anything about a Yankee that's a phony?
I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. I'll a Yankee Doodle do or die. A real live nephew of my Uncle Sam, born on the 4th of July. I've got a Yankee Doodle sweetheart. She's my Yankee Doodle joy. Yankee Doodle came to London just to ride the ponies. I am a Yankee Doodle boy.
What happened? What happened? We cut something off? Okay, let's see. Let's see where we are.
Well, oh, baby, and sweet, never let me
what's the big news the media is covering up tonight? China launches the first woman into outer space. Zhiquan at China. China launched its most ambitious space mission yet on Saturday, carrying its first female astronaut and two male colleagues in an attempt to dock with an orbiting module and work on board for more than a week. The Shenzhou 9 capsule lifted off as scheduled at 6:37 p.m. from the Zhiquan Satellite Launch Center on the edge of the Gobi Desert. All systems functioned normally, and just over 10 minutes later, it opened its solar panels and entered orbit. The launch was declared a success and by Space Program Chief Chang Wan Quan, a People's Liberation Army general who sits on the ruling Communist Party's powerful Central Military Commission, underscoring the program's close military ties. Female astronaut Liu Yang, at 33, and two male crew members, mission commander and veteran astronaut Jing Haipeng, of 45, and newcomer Liu Wang, 43, are to dock the spacecraft with a prototype space lab launched last year in a key step toward building a permanent space station as Obama is shutting down NASA. Oh, how wonderful. All three are experienced pilots and officers in the Chinese Air Force. Female astronaut. Two of the astronauts will live and work inside the module to test its life support systems, while the third will remain in a capsule to deal with any unexpected emergency. Hoping to join the United States and Russia, mainly Russia, as the only countries to send independently maintained space stations into orbit. It is already one of just three nations to have launched manned spacecraft on their own. Another manned mission to the module is planned later this year, while possible future missions would include sending a man to the moon. The space program is a source of enormous national pride for China, reflecting its rapid economic and technological progress and ambition to rank among the world's leading nations. The selection of the first female astronaut is giving the program an additional boost. On the state visit to Denmark, President Yu Jiantao congratulated everyone connected with the mission. I urge you to carry forward the spirit and make new contributions to advance the development of our country's manned space mission, Yu said in a statement read to technicians in Zhiquan. The astronauts are expected to reach the module called Tiangong 1 on Monday, now orbiting at 343 kilometers, 213 miles above the Earth. The module is only a prototype, and plans call for it to be replaced by a larger permanent space station due for completion around 2020. That station is to weigh about 60 tons, slightly smaller than NASA's Skylab of the 1970s, and about one-sixth the size of the 16-nation International Space Station. China has only limited cooperation in space with other nations, and its exclusion from the ISS, largely on objections from the United States, was one of the key spurs for it to pursue an independent space program 20 years ago. And keep buying at Walmart, and we'll put the Chinese guy on the moon. China first launched a man into space in 2003, followed by a two-man mission in 2005 and a three-man in 2008 that featured the country's first spacewalk. You ever hear about any of this? In November 2011, the unmanned Shenzhou 8 successfully docked twice with Tiangong 1 by remote control. Shenzhou 9 is the first to dock with the module by remote control, then separate and dock again manually in order to fully test the reliability of the system. The astronauts are to conduct medical tests and various other experiments, like nuking the United States, before returning to Earth after more than 10 days. How's that, my guys? How's that? China's first woman. Be proud. Now, when Newt Gingrich was talking about colonizing the moon, they made fun of him. They laughed at him. They called him a clown. They called him crazy. Well, right after Newt announced that, the Chinese announced that they will colonize the moon by 2014. So, he who rules the skies rules the world. He who rules space rules the world. And we just shut down NASA and went hitching rides with the Russians? I don't know. I think we're losing our country. We're going to lose it to bad people who don't like us. Hang in there.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. A bartender, a champagne, and two giraffes of wine.
Without a song, the road would never bend. When things go wrong, a man ain't got a friend. Without a song. That field of gold would never see a plow. That field of corn would be deserted now. A man is born, but he's no good no how. Without a song, I my troubles and woes, but sure as I know, the Jordan will roll. I'll get along, long as a song is strong. The grass so tall, I only know there ain't no love at all without a song. Without a song, the day would never end. Without a song, the road would never bend. When things go wrong, a man ain't got without a song. That field of corn would never see a plow. That field of corn would be deserted now. A man is born, but he's no good, good no how without a song. I've got my troubles and woes, but sure as I know, the Jordan will roll. Grass so tall, I only know there ain't no love at all without a song.
tell you a quick story. This woman I know, she worked with her husband for 25 years. They went bankrupt. She had an RN certificate, and she went out looking for a job. Now, 3 days in a row before she went looking for the job, she went to church and she prayed to the Blessed Mother. 3 days. And then she went out for a job, and she went to nursing homes. Two secular nursing homes and one Catholic nursing home. And she got all three jobs. And she took the Catholic nursing home because it was $10,000 more. How's that for having your prayers answered? Now, you could tell her you don't believe in miracles. But you're not 10,000 up this day, are you? Yeah, you think about that. And the nun gave him the job. So hang in there. We're going to tell you another story. This one is not too cheerful. Federal court overturns Defense of Marriage Act. Appeal are presumed. Okay, so you can see our court system is infected with communists. And that's not the article I'm going to read to you, because that one is going to come to a head shortly. But this one is over. This one has been defeated, and I just want to give you some hindsight into this one. Bill against sex selection abortion fails in-house. I also know another woman who had gone to her gynecologist for a checkup, and she was sitting in the office, and she could hear the doctor talking to a young couple, and he was chewing out the young couple. And he said to them, you know, this is not a form of birth control. So apparently he had done at least one other abortion. And this person told me that doctor, he wasn't happy in his work and he aged overnight. So a bill that would have prohibited abortions motivated by the gender of the unborn child failed to gain a needed two-thirds majority in the House of Representatives, May the 31st. The vote to suspend the rules and pass the Prenatal Non-Discrimination Act, sponsored by Representative Trent Franks of Arizona, this is known as PRENDA, P-R-E-N-D-A, was 246 in favor and 168 against. In addition to banning sex selection abortions, the legislation would have prohibited the coercion of abortions based on gender, the solicitation or acceptance of funds for such abortions, and the transportation of a woman into the United States to obtain such an abortion. You mean like from China? In a statement after the vote, Franks expressed confidence that this is not the end but merely the opening salvo in ensuring the words, "It's a girl," are no longer a death sentence for so many unborn girls. Where's women's rights on this? Representative Chris Smith, a representative of New Jersey, Republican of New Jersey, said sex selection abortion is cruel, it's discriminatory, and it's legal. It is violence against women. Most people in government are unaware that it is part of a deliberate plan of population control, added Smith, who co-chairs the Congressional Pro-Life Caucus. This is a real war on women. The bill was proposed after undercover video by the group Live Action showed Planned Parenthood staff members advising a woman on how to get an abortion if the child she is carrying is female. Currently, only four U.S. states, Arizona, Illinois, Oklahoma, and Pennsylvania, ban sex selection abortions. They also are prohibited in Canada, the United Kingdom, and several Asian countries. A spokeswoman for the Secretariat of Pro-Life Activities at the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops said that no formal position on prenatal, non, on the has taken no formal position on the Prenatal Non-Discrimination Act. That's going to change. They're going to have to take a position. And they should be leading the taking a position. So I went out to take a look at the voting record. And it's all Democrats that voted to kill the girls. 20, let me see how many, I wrote it down. 7 Republicans voted to kill girls, and 161 Democamos. 17 did not vote, including Connie Mack. And to me, the ones who did not vote are the worst. And why didn't they vote? Because they're afraid of retaliation come Election Day. And that's really sad. And when I look at the list of all those Democrats who vote, I say to myself, there's too many left in Congress. They're still too strong. We got to cull that herd of murderers, that herd of communists, and we've got to reduce that count so that when the 2/3 vote is required to save a girl, we have enough people to do it. And when I see the list of names, I got to tell you, Democrats, they vote en masse. No matter what it is, if it's a Democrat plan, they get behind it. They don't care what it is. It'll be kill grandmothers. If they want to pass legislation to kill grandmothers, they're all going to vote to kill grandmothers. So hang in there. I'll give you a tune.
Here's the Duprees. Night music for you.
House is starting to leak private conversations between Hillary Clinton and her husband, and they're trying to stop it because it's getting out of hand. And I picked up one the other day. I'll share it with you. I recognize Hillary's voice, but I can't hear Bill. We'll have to send it to the tech lab to get the pace slowed down a little. Here's some other news from the front lines. George Washington, and this is an article I found, thought I'd share it with you. George Washington turning over in his grave as the Pentagon celebrates sodomy. On March the 14th, 1778, George Washington, then Commander-in-Chief of the Continental Army, approved the sentencing of Lieutenant Enslin on attempted sodomy of another soldier. George Washington called it an infamous crime to be viewed with abhorrence and detestation. He ordered Enslin to be drummed out of the camp tomorrow morning by all the drummers and fifers in the army, and never to return. Morality is changing. Oh, it sure is. It sure is, Big Daddy. Sorry about that, George. We're not living up to your standards. Let's see what else we got here. Show stuff. You want to hear some show stuff? Show stuff. Come on. Oh, they were talking about Nixon today, and all of a sudden they're bringing up Nixon. I guess they're going to compare Nixon to Romney. And they were saying that if he had played his cards right, he never would have been impeached. He just went down the wrong road. He should have taken a little turn to the left. And the guy who criticized him the most, who said that... he did everything to save Nixon's neck, was John Dean. And so I commented that John Dean is the most dangerous. I don't believe anything he says. Wasn't his wife involved in some goings-on? The blonde girl, very good-looking. I recall she was very good-looking. And there was some scuttlebutt about she was running a ring. Visitation rights rings by people that don't have the right to visit. Yeah, on the Democrat side. But that got squashed by the communists. Dean reminds me of John Edwards, very slick. To me, the break-in was a frat prank. One upsmanship, dirty deeds versus dirty tricks. What bugged me about Watergate was the amount of money available to pull stunts. And both parties have large campaign contributions that they don't have to account. That's all untraceable money. And there should be no campaign contributions over what a Democrat Catholic puts in the collection basket. Who threw that brick? Let's see what else we got. You know we got MediaCrapMatters.us, right? And we got the Spirit of America Party radio show. MediaCrapMatters.us is to oppose communism. It's everything that has to do. Anything you wanted to know about going communist and why you shouldn't go is on MediaCrapMatters.us, not .com. So hang in there. Warren Buffett fires his CEO. The guy bought an extra pair of socks on the road. Yeah, and when that money was supposed to go to Obama. And here's one on Mark Rubio. Because of Obama getting the jump on the Republicans, and I'm going to let all of the illegal aliens go to town. They're saying that Rubio... is now backed into a corner. Let's see what I have to say about this. Just bear with me a second here as we go up, I think. Oh, I must have cut it short. He has a great person. Oh, I know what it was. I was for Rubio. I couldn't wait for him to make his first speech. You know, his Grand Slam speech. And he opened it up with a tribute to Joe Liverwurst. And after that, I was sick. Because Joe Liverwurst, he has a great personality and he works well with others. He just has two shortcomings. He votes to burn the flag 40 days before 9/11 and thereafter, and he votes to insert a scissors in a full-grown child's neck, severing the spinal cord and opening the skull so a vacuum cleaner can suck out the brains and the eyes. Out of little girls in the majority and boys in the minority. It seems to me if I was in the survivor religion, calling myself Orthodox, I would be reluctant to okay the work of Dr. Joseph Mengele. But if your party can control the press, you can get away with murder. Hey, Tom, don't talk like that. If God hears that, he's going to be mad. If we can put a satellite in the sky that can read the license plate numbers anywhere in the world, not only can God hear it, but he can see it too. And he doesn't like trademark infringements. Sorry, Rubio, you lost me. I think Andy Garcia would be a better representative as a senator. And not only that, he has a good campaign slogan. What is it again? Viva Cristo Rey. Hang in there. Have you seen Andy Garcia's movie, The Greater Glory? You got to see it. I guarantee you, once you watch that, the very next morning when you wake up, it'll be the very first thing on your mind. Guaranteed. And that's how you know you've seen a good movie.
Como um bom bocado pra te devorar, como um brigadeiro pra te lambuzar. Põe a mão no bolo pra comemorar. Canto miudinho pra te conquistar. O violeiro toca e se toca. De olho no chumbo da morena. Aqui zoeira, que festa de aroma. Põe essa galera pra samba. É debaixo da saia.
Ay, 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 ay. too. Papa told Willie, you'll ruin my home. You and that hand jive have got to go. Willie said, Papa, don't put me down. They're doing that hand jive all over town. Sister Flo. Grandma gave baby sister a dime. Said, do that hand jive one more time. Doctor and a lawyer and an Indian chief. Now they all dig that crazy beat. Way out, Willie gave them all a treat. When he did that hand jive with his feet.
There was a guy named Artie something. He was a short guy, and he used to wear a German field coat and a helmet, and he always say, very interesting. And he had another one where he played a guy from a East European country, and he would have on a striped suit and spats, and he combed his hair flat, you know, greasy flat. I'm watching Fox the other day, and Alan Combs is on there, and he looks just like, I think it's Artie Johnson was his name, and he looks just like him. He's got the same suit, and I said to myself, who is this tailor? Charles of Czechoslovakia? He looks like the guy on Laughing who played the Eastern European immigrant. Same suit. And Obama is dropping back. He's no longer blaming Bush for the deficit that he inherited. It's not enough. He's blaming Julius Caesar now. What else we got? That's it. Okay. We'll have to read some blogs. Stand by. We'll read some blogs. We'll give you another tune. Here's a short one we can do. We can dedicate this to the 30 Americans in one chopper, 22 were Navy SEALs, that were sent into an ambush, and they were killed. And the news reported it as a chopper crash. And Obama covered it up. Yet he was making a movie on how he got bin Laden. But this chopper crash was only in the news for one day, and it has been completely forgotten about. How about Zimmerman? Has anybody heard from Zimmerman? Is he in jail? Is he out of jail? What's happened? Yeah, the press only wants you to remember what they want you to remember. And if they want you to forget, they can make you forget. So this is for the 30 Americans. They're all Navy SEALs as far as I'm concerned. 22 of them were official Navy SEALs. And they got no tribute. They got no honorable mention. They just snuck their buddies back home and buried them quickly. And they get them out of the press because it would affect Obama's third world ratings. So hang in there, we'll give you the Navy Here's one for you. Obama came to New York. He visited the Clinton Towers. Obama visits 911 Clinton Towers, takes the write-off. Sarah Jessica Parker has a party for him tonight. I tell you, never trust a woman with two last names or two first names and a last name. I wonder if he had his pledge pants on. You know, the ones that he puts his hand over the crotch. Did he give amnesty to Mexicans who served in the military, like Major Hassan, who's on disability? The communists say we can't hang him because he's in a wheelchair. Not true. Once he swings, the wheelchair comes off. Did Obama wash his hands in the expiring baby sink? Did he pray with Mohammed Bloomberg, the keeper of the salt and sugar, at the P kiosk across the street? Yes, that's what we have running the country today. What's the new rule? We get what we get taxed for?
Hang in here. We'll give you another tune. Here's one, Johnny Mathis. Everybody loves Johnny Mathis.
Suddenly you know why. find some mighty low. Counting lips on the floor when a knock came on the door, and there stood old Smokey Joe. He was wet and cold and pale, he was looking for his trail, he was broken all his junk ran out. As he stood and looked around, nobody made a sound, and then you'd hear old Smokey shout. Tell me, where is Minnie? Been here kicking the gong around. If you don't know Minnie,
you don't know Minnie.
Oh, she's tall and she's skinny.
Tall and she's skinny.
She gets her pleasure kicking the gong around.
The curtains parted.
And there was Minnie kicking the gong
20s. Oh boy. Want to do an Abu Ghraib song? Remember Abu Ghraib, the big scandal? We were torturing the terrorists, made them get into a football huddle with no clothes on, build a pyramid with no clothes on. I always thought that the second row, the second guy from the left, when they were all facing the same way, moon's out. I always thought that guy was Chuck Schumer. Here's the Abu Ghraib song.
With nothing in your palate, you're a selfish man.
couple minutes left and 31 seconds. We'll do a million to one and we'll say goodnight.
Shot in the dark.